Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Have a great good day to you. You are in the clubhouse on this glorious Hawaiian day. On Maui we are, and we're using the beautiful media center at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions as our clubhouse gathering place. It's January 8th, make that the 9th. Is it the 10th? It's, you know, on Maui, all the days move together and you just forget what day it is. That's why you need to come to Maui. This is a wonderful day. It's a new year and the first PGA Tour event of the new year, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. The course conditions, they've favored the field. No wind. These guys could actually shoot lights out, and I think we watched Jordan Spieth do that. He was asked yesterday if he could shoot a 60. You know, it's there, but things are changing just a little bit. This field is the best of 2015. Six of the top 10 players in the world are playing on this physically challenging plantation course on the slopes of Maui's beautiful volcano. And with me in the clubhouse, I have Mark Rolfing, NBC and Golf Channel analyst, covering the Hyundai Tournament of Champions in the broadcast tower, and Bob Bubka, host of the Grill Room Golf Show on TuneIn, also golf analyst for UK's Talk Sport. But before we get to both Mark Rolfing and Bob Bubka, let's thank the people who make this show possible, including the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, with one of the strongest fields, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson. They're all here. And I was so pleased when I just happened to run into Ricky Fowler. I said, no, don't say anything, Danielle. Just be quiet. He's going to go play golf. Okay, all you have to do is get over here, okay? Just go past Ka'anapali, just a little bit. You park in the spectator parking lot. You enjoy the ride down Honoapi'ilani Highway into Kapalua. You go up to the spectator village in these most comfortable air-conditioned vans, and you enjoy the Tournament of Champions today and tomorrow.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports. 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery. Featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
The Sony Open in Hawaii. Also, thank you so much for supporting the Golf Club Radio Show. The Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour. And get your tickets at the First Hawaiian Bank branches and check in with the Sony Open in Hawaii office. They may be able to use you. They can always use drivers. Not the ones that you use on the golf course, but the ones that take people from place to place, because that's the one event that the contestants don't get a car for themselves. They're actually driven place to place to place, wherever they'd like to go, because of the lack of parking at the beautiful Waialae Country Club. Now, what I enjoy most about the Waialae Country Club and the media center is looking out as I'm getting ready, and I see Mark Rolfing on the reef, and he's walking along, and he's looking for fish. And I said earlier this year, I want to see Mark Rolfing. I want to see him fishing off of the Waialae Country Club clubhouse. And here he is sitting with me right now after an amazing 2015, and you look marvelous.
Well, thank you, Danielle. It was a close one, I got to admit. I hope you never really looked up the cancer I have on the internet, because it's not pretty. And, you know, we thought it had been detected early. The surgery came 5 weeks within discovering this tumor, which is pretty quick. So we thought when it came out, it would be stage one. It comes out stage four, which is the worst possible scenario. And didn't really look very good. But I will be out on that reef fishing. The great news is that I've been losing a little weight, and my doctor happens to be here this week from MD Anderson in Houston. And so he has ordered me to, as soon as we finish here, go upstairs for a double order of Kahlua pork eggs Benedict. And let's see, last night I had a steak, a pizza, a bowl of ice cream. And how, Bob, how can life be any better than that?
Bob Bubka, yes.
First off, I want to say that one of the highlights for me every time that I came to Maui is that obviously being on your show. And I remember the first time I went on with Danielle, and I detected this passion. And I detected an enthusiasm for doing a radio show. I went so far as saying, I'll tell you this, Danielle Tucker will be doing Golf on the Radio in Maui long after there's sugar plantations in Maui.
And you were right.
But yeah, on a serious note, when I was made aware of Mark's situation, actually, he was on his way to MD Anderson. I met him in the airport, and like all of us that have known Mark for a long time, we were, you know, shaken to the core. And to see him back doing what he loves and doing what he does so well, and delivering a message that he firmly believes that it was his attitude that guided him through this. And if there's anybody listening, right, Mark, that has anything in front of them, if they go into it, I don't care what it is, if you go into it with a positive attitude, you're going to have a much better chance of doing what you did and coming through with flying colors.
Well, thanks, Bob. You're absolutely right. And my message going forward to everybody for the rest of my life now is going to be hope, because there is hope. And it doesn't have to be about cancer or even your health or anything else. I mean, there are issues and challenges that we all face every day in our lives. And just like playing the plantation course, you come out here with a bad attitude, you have no chance. The guys that have a good attitude and embrace the side hill lies and embrace the wide fairways and crazy bounces, they're the same guys that play well every year. It's not a coincidence. And I'm going to offer a message of hope going forward forever and ever, because I had hope. You know, there were some people and even some doctors that didn't have much hope, I can tell you that. And somehow we beat it. And you just got to have that hope, because without it, there won't be any miracles.
Now, your body responds to your mind. Your body and your mind are connected. And if you send messages of, we're going to get through this, the body pulls through it. You got to do it. You got to do it. I think I heard yesterday on Golf Central or one of the broadcasts that actually Jordan Spieth came. He's been playing, did you say, 6 days in a row?
He got to Maui, Danielle, a week ago Wednesday. So he arrived on the 30th of December. He has been here a long time. And I spent a lot of time with him in the week prior to the tournament. It was quite interesting. By the end of it, we made a deal. I said, Jordan, I love you to death, but you got to make me a promise. When I give you the trophy at Royal Troon in July at the Open Championship, please don't call me Uncle Mark. That sounds a little old on TV. But, you know, everybody, you know, he's here with his family and, you know, his special needs sister, Ellie. And there was a lot of fun and a lot of swimming and snorkeling and enjoying Maui. But I will tell you this. He was here to win this championship. He was out at the crack of dawn every morning on the plantation course working harder than anybody else in the field. Here he is, the number one player. And he said, you know what, a year ago at this time, I was not even qualified for Kapalua. And now I've made it, and I'm not going to go through that again. I'm going to take care of it this week. And that's what he said last week, and he is on his way.
So he wants the ticket to this week.
Yeah, he's got to make the reservations now because he got so many people coming with him.
Yeah.
Let me just go back to one thing that Mark said. Probably the biggest compliment you can get when you do his line of work at the highest level is to be referred to as old, because many people never get old doing what you're doing, you know.
You mean Uncle Mark?
if he gets to Grandpa Mark, then he's really got it made.
Not sure we'll get that far, but we're going to try.
But being an Uncle Mark to these top players in the world is something to be proud of, because if they feel that comfortable that they would call you Uncle, that's awesome. But then again, on television, it does make an impact. So I was watching and talking to people, and I was thinking, okay, this is Dustin Johnson. There's no wind, you know. And I think in the lunchroom the other day, I said, you know, all you have to do is, and these guys can hit where they want to hit it. They place the ball where they want to position it. It's target golf for them, but they've got to be able to putt. Is that the difficulty? Jordan was talking about how the Bermuda was so comfortable for him. He grew up on Bermuda grass. To him, this course is comfortable. What do you think took so many of these guys out of the equation this week?
What took guys out of the equation?
Yes, this course. What part of the course? Was it the greens? Was it the wind? It doesn't seem like it.
Certainly not the wind. And Mark knows every blade of grass on the plantation course, and has a keen ability to evaluate one's talents to play here. But I firmly believe what Mark said. If you're not playing well here, if you go back a little bit and look, some 14 guys are here for the first time, and I'm sure the first time they went around, and it probably was blowing, because the trades always blow, they had to say to themselves, I can't play here. I'm not good enough to play here. And once that crept into their head, it's tough to make a comeback from that. But, you know, probably the guy with the greatest attitude right now, besides Jordan Spieth, I think is Kevin Kisner. Kevin Kisner was in three playoffs last year and didn't win one of them, never won on the PGA Tour, and then goes on and wins later on. And he took positives from losing in the playoffs, where somebody else, oh, man, I'm never going to win on the tour. I get to a playoff, and then I can't get the deal done. But his attitude and coincides with the attitude that Mark is delivering, the message that he's delivering to everybody. Your attitude is so, so very important.
Patrick Harrington said, too, that he found himself in places he doesn't know the golf course, and he's like, oops, I shouldn't be here. This isn't where I want to be.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Danielle and Bob. You hear all the analysts that analyze the plantation course and this week, and you constantly hear two things: big hitters, wide fairways, and great putters. And I get all that. But as far as I'm concerned, you can take these shot length stats for putting and just throw them out the window here. Because if you have a 10-foot putt across grain side hill, that is not the same putt as a dead straight into the green 10-footer, let's say. Consequently, I think the iron play here is the most underrated part of a guy's game. And you're going to have out there today probably a dozen 100-yard wedge shots, whether they're into par fours or third shots at a couple of the par fives maybe. And the guys that are playing those the best, that are able to not spin the ball off the green at 16 or some of these holes that are, they look like easy wedge shots. They're not. And if you look back at the winners here, that's where they excelled. David Duvall, when he dominated, was the best iron player in the world at the time. That is an underrated part of playing the plantation course. I never hear guys talking about it.
Well, let's hear what Jordan Spieth says about the greens that he's been playing the last 2 days. And it would kind of surprise me that he said this. I think we have the cut for Raf. Could you take care of that on the Honolulu side?
The greens this week, the greens today especially, are the slowest that I've ever putted on in a PGA Tour event. And having said that, the hardest part is you just say, okay, why don't you just hit them harder? Well, we've all played this golf course where when you're putting it off the towards the back of the green towards the ocean, it just shoots away from you. You're just waiting for one of those. And I didn't have any of them, so 16 I finally get aggressive on, and it shoots away from you. To save there in 17, those two putts going in probably allowed the one on 18 to go in, that and a nice little cutout lip on the right side of the hole. But that was, there's a chance that was three strokes to go from leading by one to by four, and that's huge.
So should they be running faster, or is it more difficult running slower and having to take those chances? Mark Rolfing.
More difficult? Are you kidding me? He's on his way to tying the all-time record on the PGA Tour for low scoring. I don't think it's that difficult. You need to be adaptable. You need to adapt to the situations. And the field staff on the PGA Tour has to do it. You cannot roll and scrape these greens down to a level, you know, that you could with flat greens. It's not possible, because you might get up in the morning and the wind's blowing 5 miles an hour and it looks great and okay, let's go mow the greens down. And then by mid-afternoon when the leaders are playing, it's blowing 20 miles an hour. You can't afford to take that chance. You know, we had to stop play 3 years ago here because it was that windy. So, you know, you have to be adaptable, and Jordan Spieth is just that. But you are right. You said at the top of the show, the guys are going to see a different golf course today. They're going to see a Kona win. They've probably heard about it. Justin Thomas, you know, first-timer, would he ever know what a Kona win looks like when he tees off on this first hole today and realizes he might bust it and have 240 into that green as opposed to knocking it down the hill? They better be ready to adapt to what the situation are. You've been in Hawaii long enough to know it changes every day.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be players, especially it might probably come out of that group of 14 first-timers, as Mark mentioned, the Kona wins, and they've never had an opportunity to play this golf course. When they walk off 18, they're going to say, where the heck did I play today? It certainly wasn't the course I played the first 2 days.
Yes.
Because it's completely different. But and getting back to the greens being slow, Mark's right on the money. With undulations like we have here, which is such an integral part of this magnificent place to play this great game, you can't have the measurement for speed on greens is, the stemp meter and, 11 and 12 and 13 are, faster and faster and faster. I found out that these were at 10, which is probably as fast as they can make them and still, not lose control of the golf ball when they were on there. So, it's speed of the greens. I don't know who they what hope. Maybe they Mark Rolfing's rubbing off on these guys, because whoever was hoping to play the Plantation course 2 days in a row in competition for over $1 million without any win, man, those are good hopers.
When I look back at Arnold Palmer holding a winning putt at Augusta in the 60s on that 18th hole, it looked like he hit a 50-footer and it was a 6-footer. Or, Doug Sanders at St. Andrews. I mean, the Open Championship greens used to run 7.5 on a stimp meter. So those guys adapted. Seve won. Nicklaus won.
Exactly.
Ronaldo won. They adapted back then.
Mark was being a little bit cruel there, referencing Doug Sanders at St. Andrews, because he missed a 2-foot putt to win and then got in the playoff and lost. And it was 30 years almost to the day when I came across Doug Sanders, and I said, Doug, I hate to ask you this, but do you ever think of that putt? He said, heck no, Bob. He says, sometimes 5 minutes goes by without me even thinking about it.
On that note, we're talking with Mark Rolfing, NBC and Golf Channel analyst, covering the Hyundai Tournament of Champions this week, and it's marvelous. I mean, it's so wonderful that he's here after what Mark Rolfing has marched himself through with the most positive of attitudes to get here and to be at the Sony Open next week. And Bob Bupka, host of the Grow Room Golf Show, and of course, TuneIn Radio. And Talk Sport. When are you starting Talk Sport?
Well, it's not official yet, but I'll use your show to make the announcement. Talk Sport is the little drum roll for Mr. Rolfing.
Yes, yes.
They're opening up a second channel, and the original channel will continue to be football about 24/7. But the second channel is going to be devoted a lot more to golf. So I'm really excited, and that's due to launch, I think, March 1st or March 15th.
So you'll be all over the UK on Talk Sport.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honored to be. Talk Sport's the largest sports radio station in the world.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
And to be able to cover golf on the largest sports radio station. Number one, you know, you would never think that would happen anyway. Sports radio 20 years ago, they wouldn't consider golf. But the major thing that's happened this week, and Mark has worked hours and hours and weeks and years promoting this event, being the backbone of this event, and the attitude of this group of players. I'm pinching myself because I've been through, and Mark has too. Guys, I'm not going down. It's too far away. I need more time with my family. I mean, the excuses were, ludicrous. And now, as Mark said, these guys, they're not only here, they're excited to be here.
Absolutely.
And that is a wonderful transformation for this event. It's only going to get better now because, I mean, Jordan Spieth said it best. He said, listen to the media. He said, if I don't qualify to get back here next year, I want every one of you in the media to call me up and say, sorry, you're not going to be at Maui, Jordan. Sorry. I mean, that's a great attitude, Mark.
Yeah, we, 5 years ago, we were sitting here complaining about guys skipping this tournament, and it all of a sudden became okay to skip it, and I really think it has changed. I think going forward, if you qualify this thing, it's almost going to be not okay.
That's right.
You'll be scorned by your fellow players.
Hopefully.
The goal I heard on Morning Drive is to get Rory McIlroy here next year.
Yeah, I've talked with Rory a lot about it. The difficulty for the Europeans is that they have two big events in the Middle East starting the week after next, and, you're going through 13 time zones to get back there. The problem is, frankly, and this has got to change, that there's a pile of world ranking points in those events, and guys get appearance money. That's not the case on the PGA Tour.
Yep.
So in my estimation, one of two things has to happen. Either you stop paying the appearance money,
or
you don't give them world ranking points.
Exactly.
But if you allow players to get these gigantic appearance fees and world ranking points at the same time, what happens then is they have a few top players in a field, let's say at Abu Dhabi. The world ranking points are gigantic. Some of the Americans will follow. They'll skip Career Builder in the U.S. because if you finish 10th, you probably will have gotten $250,000 to go play if you're a top-level U.S. guy, and you'll make a pile of world ranking points you couldn't get in the desert in the U.S.
Anyway.
Not a level playing field.
No, it's not. We're talking with Mark Rolfing. Bob Bupka will be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
If you'd like to go out and play a round of golf at Poipu Bay, there's a 9:20, a 10:50, a 12:30. If you're on Kauai, you can go in and get one in real quick and then get to the television and watch the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Plus, they have 50% off selected men's and women's tops and bottoms. They've got two racks for you to check out. Bob Bubka is joining us this morning, of course, if you've just joined us now. Mark Rolfing's in the clubhouse. Always a pleasure. He'll be at the Sony Open in Hawaii, and he'll be joining us in the clubhouse after fishing off the reef, which is something I dearly love to watch. Now, where have you been staying? I know Mark's got a house on Maui. He just goes home. Bob, where are you staying?
Yeah, once a year I go. Mark never sees me, but I hide in the bushes, and I just glance at his house, and I say, you know, Bob, if you keep working, one day you're
really
going to have a house like that. But I'm running out of time. I mean,
Talk sports going to happen.
But I'm staying at the couple of villas, Maui. They happen to be our partners this week. And talk about, you better have a job that you love if you're staying there. Because when you throw back the screens and see the ocean,
yes,
you don't want to leave. I mean, the ocean views are just incredible. The granite marble tops.
Wow.
And I've stayed in a lot of places. Mark stayed in a lot of places. I can honestly say I've never stayed in any place any nicer than the couple of villas. So if you want to come over on vacation, I would highly recommend it. You can look them up online, coupleofvillasmaui.com, or call them 800-367-2742. And I just earned another bath towel for the night by reading that. So I'm in good shape.
Wait a second. I understand they extended you another week. They said if you'd like to stay, we'd love to have you.
I know. I mean, how cool is that? I have to get back. Somehow, the gentleman that extended the invitation had to have found out that there was no way that I could possibly stay, so then he offered it to me.
But the Sony Open people are saying, Bob, go ahead and stay over there.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you spend an extra week on Maui?
Well, you know, there's a little more truth to that, because I'm not going to be able to go to Sony.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Danielle's many, many listeners that enjoys her show on Saturday morning, next Saturday they're going to have to put up with Alex Maselli. So,
but it's okay.
I'm apologizing. Oh, Mark, I shouldn't have said it. Mark may not be on the show now.
Wait. No, you must.
Condolences, Danielle. That's all I can say.
No, you must. Yeah, oh, yesterday, Alex Maselli was funny. We were walking, and he was yesterday. And I said, so you were being a publisher? Because, of course, you know, he goes, yes, I don't know what I was thinking when I took that.
Yeah, yes. His birthday, and I'm not big on Facebook. I'm just not smart enough, I guess. But it said it was his birthday, and you have one of those boxes where you can write a comment.
Yeah.
So I wrote in there, you know, some people really want to know everything there is to know. Other people think they know everything there is to know.
Yes.
And then there's Alex.
And everybody liked that. Right?
They did.
Yes,
a
yes.
lot of people responded to that.
So today we're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's the most magnificent plantation course. We are seeing it on Golf Channel, now NBC. So you've got to look for it on NBC. That they're going to hold it, have the first part, and then go back to Golf Channel. Is that the way it is, Mark?
That's the way it's going to work. It's really cool. The NFL playoff schedule was what determined the Golf Channel and NBC's schedule, and the way the playoffs ended up taking shape gives us a chance to go on early today on NBC before Houston and the Chiefs that are going to come on right after. So we're going to be on here on NBC, and then when the playoffs start, switch over to the Golf Channel. But the more important thing is tomorrow, we are going to actually go on live later out here, and the NFL playoffs are going to be over. So the first round on Thursday here was the highest-rated opening round in the history of this tournament.
Wow.
And I expect tomorrow's final round to be even huger. I think tomorrow's final round is going to be gigantic because the playoffs are going to be over.
That's fantastic. And today you need to come out if you're on Maui. Kevin Kisner, Jordan Spieth, they're playing against one another. They're paired. Patrick Reed, Fabian Gomez, Danny Lee, Ricky Fowler, Stephen Bowditch, Peter Malnati, Bubba Watson, they're all out. And, I mean, with four-shot lead, Kisner, Gomez, Reed, they still have chance, right? They get chance, right?
Oh, chance. I mean, by the time Jordan Spieth gets to the 50, he could not be in the lead anymore. That's the nature of this course. I will tell you this for the fans, though. Of all the tournaments, and I'm going to go to close to 30 of them this year around the world on the PGA Tour, there is not a better place to watch golf than right here this week. There are a couple of places out here, particularly out at the 10th green, 11th tee, 14th tee, 13th green. If you go out there, you're going to get closer to these players. You're going to see more exciting shots. You're going to be able to move around more than any other spectator experience on the entire PGA Tour all year.
That is what it is about. I was walking up from where I had my car, and I stopped, and I was within a wall of Jordan Spieth, who was practicing on the putting green. It was awesome, just standing there. It wasn't roped off. There weren't three layers of people in front of me, so I had to look over shoulders. There he was, practicing his stroke. Then what you watch, it's a wonderful, wonderful, watching the people come down. There was a wonderful crowd, but it was never crowded. And that was great to see yesterday.
You know, Danielle, so many people are marveling at, you know, Jordan Spieth, rightfully so, 5 wins, 2 majors last year.
Right.
A dream scenario that may never happen again. It may happen again. And they also comment, and Mark kind of alluded to it, he's just a different type person off the golf course than we've been exposed to too much lately, where, you know, they're too busy for this and don't bother me and blah, blah, blah. He is as grounded an individual. And I go back to Byron Nelson, first time he ever played in the PGA Tour event, only 16 years old, and I asked that funny part about it is the first time the media officials went to him to say, hey, you know, you had a pretty good round. The media would like to talk to you. And he said, I can't. His high school was right down the road. He said, I got to get back. I got an exam. But then he did come in, and I said to him, I said, how much are your parents? What have they, you know, what kind of role have they played in you getting to this level of just even being able to play? And he said, without my parents, I am nothing. And I said, wow, how refreshing that, you know, a son or a daughter or whatnot truly appreciates their parents, because I can deliver a message. You're going to have a lot of things in this world, but you're only going to have one mother, and you're going to only have one father. And if you don't take every opportunity to tell them you love them, you're being foolish.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Mark Rolfing has a task ahead of him. With Ben Hongo, he's going to start reworking his swing. Now, folks,
he could be in the field next year, Mark.
With Ben's a great teacher.
Of the Maui Open? Yeah, I could be in the Maui Open field next year. There's a chance.
So I want to know, Mark, Ben's right here. And would you be willing to talk with Ben about how you guys could work on your swing on air?
I would love to. Ben is the best instructor in Hawaii. There's no question about it. My game is going to have to be rebuilt, Danielle, from top to bottom because of the severity of the surgery I had on my left side, which is probably the worst place you could have it for a right-hand golfer, all the way from kind of my left ear almost down to the middle of my rib cage has been totally reworked. I've got very little muscle structure in there. It's still painful. I don't know if that's ever going to change. I don't have much feeling in there. And for a right-handed golfer, that's a tough spot. Now, I've always had a wild, violent, very steep swing that crashes the club into the Maui landscape and takes really deep divots. That's got to change. My doctor has said you cannot play that way anymore because it'll be painful.
Here.
And my doctor is here this week. So Hongo has the task of flattening out my swing, you know, changing the angle of attack. It might have to start with my grip. It's certainly got to start with my setup. But it's going to be like I'm, you know, a 12-year-old, really, starting the game again, which I'm looking forward to, actually.
But, Mark, the man upstairs already gave you as great a gift as you can ever get. Now you want another gift of getting a swing that works?
You know, if I can end
this
up...
This is God, too. Ben Hongo, God, too.
Yeah, really. I mean, if I could go forward and be a nice six handicapper and be able to shoot in the mid to high 70s fairly regularly, that would be just fine. The days of me shooting par or knowing that there's a 68 out there in front of me, they're over. I know that. And I love the game so much, I want to be able to enjoy it.
That's cool.
Like most people should. So that's going to be Ben's task.
Okay. I'm going to ask Bob.
To give up my mic.
Yes.
Just so Mark Ralphin can learn how to play golf. I got to give up my mic.
Just until.
I'd do anything for
Caitlin
Mark. So
joins us. You'll be back with Caitlin, and Mike Jones is coming in as well. But we're going to take a break, bring in Ben Hongo. And Ben and Mark are going to talk about rebuilding a swing. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters on the PGA Tour challenge Wildlife for the Sony Open January 11th through the 17th. Kick off the 2016 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, KJ Choi, and more. Big names, big action, big benefits for charity. Tickets at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway next to the Liha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I want to thank Poipu Bay Golf Course for being one of the most creative on the island, in the islands, on the island of Kauai, certainly. And I think more golf courses should think about doing this. They have this great program in the morning. If you go in between 7 and 8:30, you've only got time for 9. You want to spend the day, this day, tomorrow, with your family, but you'd like to get in 9 holes. You can do it in the morning for $99. They'll take you on the practice tee. You warm up, you get your balls, and then they'll take you to the back 9. And you play the back 9 for $99. It's a really cool deal. They've also got something in the afternoon. 4:30 after work, you really want to go hit some balls. You've been playing hard. You've been working hard all week or all day. And you get out there and you get to play on the practice. Then you get your golf cart. The balls are yours, okay, to play. You get your golf cart, you play the first, second, and third hole. It's a 3, 4, and 5, and it's $30. It's a really cool way to end your day. So that's Poipu Bay Golf Course, where you can play a 9:20, a 10:50, and a 12:30 right now. Okay, right now, I have Mark Rolfing, NBC and Golf Channel analyst, on course commentator. You're in the tower this week, right, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions?
I am, and you're going to see me in the tower more and more as time goes on. A couple of reasons. We've hired David Faraday. Holy mackerel, that's going to add a new dimension to NBC Golf. But we have another guy now that can spell me on the course. They're going to use me for news a lot more like you're seeing me. I've never done Golf Central from Kapalua. I always just did the live shows.
That's right, yes.
I'm going to be doing Golf Central from all the majors now, all four of them this coming year, and
excellent.
The Olympics, and the Ryder Cup. So I think more and more you'll see me in the tower, and we'll send Faraday. He's a young guy.
He can run around. So Mark Rolfing is here, and Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy, one of the most beautiful places to go, just practice, hit balls, Jenna Self, Bob Bubka's actual better half. She wanted to hit balls. She's been working hard with her dad, and he's 100, and she's been taking care of him, right? So she's like, I'd love to go hit some balls. It's a beautiful, beautiful view. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, it's great to have you on. The driving range looks right over the bay, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've always said it's the most expensive driving range in the world because if you build a house on it, I mean, imagine the view.
Yeah, it is an expensive driving range.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So I just want to kind of step back and let you, Mark, you and Ben talk about what you want. What do you want Ben to help you with?
Well, believe it or not, Danielle, just like I think all golfers, and it's interesting, when you look at the best players in the world, what is the first thing they do when they start a year after a little break and come to Kapalua? They check their fundamentals. And I've always been a fundamental guy. I truly believe the game is all about your grip, your aim, your ball position, and your posture. Four really key things. Almost all four of those with me are kapakai, all jammed up.
Yeah.
And always have been. And consequently, I've had to adjust for a high right shoulder, bad setup kind of thing. Ben knows we've played a lot of golf together. So what I am willing to do now that I've been given the second chance is say, hey, Ben, let's start from the beginning. And that's really what I want to do. And I think everybody, no matter what level you play the game on, at the beginning of the year, ought to say that to yourself and let's go check it.
And so you said it's going to be like being a 12-year-old all over again.
Absolutely.
You're going to just start from scratch. What are you going to do, Ben?
I think he's absolutely right, the four fundamentals. We call it BPGA. You want to be like PGA professional.
Yes.
But ball position, posture, grip, and aim, everything starts there. For example, if a guy comes up to me and he's hitting everything to the right, but he's aiming 20 yards right, where's the ball going to go if he makes a good golf swing? So everything kind of starts there.
Yeah.
I think Mark's, we're talking a little bit about, steepness of his golf swing. May have something to do with his, posture angle, his spine angle, and we can flatten that out a little bit. We'd have to take a look at it and use the video, use whatever we need to do. But, we want to definitely soften up or shallow out that impact zone so that, that it's not so intense.
It's not so intense.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying, that you come steep on down and hit the ground, and that would hurt the nerve.
Well, not only does it hurt the nerve, it hurts your distance. And the game is so much more sophisticated now when it comes to instruction. Never forget, 3 years ago one day, I came up here and played with Dustin Johnson. Now, that is pretty intimidating and embarrassing. And we got to the fourth hole, and he looks over at me. We're riding up the hill in the car, and he goes, you don't hit it very far, do you? And I said, well, actually, for a guy my age, it's not that bad. And he said, no, stop the cart. I think something's wrong with the head of your driver. Let me check your driver. I said, my driver's fine. But the fact is, because of my steep angle, when I went on a track, man, a year and a half ago before the diagnosis of cancer, my angle of attack was so steep that it was creating a spin on the golf ball that is literally going to take so much distance off it. I can hit it great, and I'm busting these drives and they're not going anywhere. And Ben will tell you, you know, if you shallow that thing out a little bit and start a complete different angle of attack, you're going to get your distance back, and that's what I got to do.
So how do you get the guy who's always done that, angle of attack, how do you change it?
Again, you know, we'll start with the setup. We'll take a look at that. But, you know, I have to, you know, run him through some drills, and, you know, I got to get him to get a feel for it, because his pattern, you know, his brain is telling the body to do a certain thing, and he's been on that same pattern forever, and sometimes we need to break that. You know, sometimes you need to just feel something so different, you know, and just kind of see the 360 of it.
So you may take him to a place that's totally uncomfortable and maybe not even right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So just to bring him out of the repetition that he's always had, so that after you can bring him back to where you need him to be.
And, you know, he's probably going to feel a little bad at first. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. And, you know, we have Bill Haas up at the Academy this Tuesday for the Hyundai VIP clinic. And he was saying something about when he was learning how to play golf, his coach or his dad or whoever would tell him, hey, you can hit it, you know, you can feel comfortable and hit it bad, or you can feel uncomfortable and hit it good. So, you know, we'll probably Mark will probably experience a little bit of that. And certainly most of my students feel, you know, a little uncomfortable when we start changing a little bit. But that's the first, you know, the start of it. Second part of it is, you know, we need to go out there and train it and let him experience it. You know, there's that book, Outliers, it takes 10,000 hours to,
that's right,
you know, to master whatever that you're trying to master. We probably don't have 10,000 hours. But,
why not?
But, you know, I have to not just show him and explain to him what needs to happen, but also how he needs to train it, you know, how to practice. I think that's really important. I think that's one of the key things when you're taking a golf lesson, whether it's from me or anybody else, you know, well, what are you going to take away? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be verbal thing, or is it going to be how do you practice, you know, and, you know, the training process or the drills that you get? I think that's a lot more valuable than the, you know, the concepts of the teacher.
Okay. So, Mark, would you like to have walk away with a video of what when you're doing it right?
Yeah, I'd like to, more important than walking away with a video, yes, I would like to have that, but I would like to know what it feels like. And it's interesting, in my younger days out here, I began this pattern of a steep angle, sort of cut shot on every shot, because my short game was so good. And when I was winning tournaments, you know, at a younger age here in Hawaii, I could play defense off the tee because my short game was so good, and that's what allowed me to shoot low scores. And I didn't have to overpower golf courses. But as I've gotten older now, and I'm hitting it shorter and shorter and shorter, and the ballparks are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, I can't play that way anymore, just like the guys on the PGA Tour can't play that way anymore. You play that way on the PGA Tour now, Dustin Johnson's going to steamroll you. And so is Rory McIlroy, and so is Jordan Spieth, and any of those guys. So I need to adjust a little bit, and I just am not familiar with it. So I need a video, but more importantly, I need to know what it feels like to set up properly, which I never have known.
That's so critical, to understand what your strength is in learning, whether it's audio, visual, or feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And someone was talking about people need to get back to being a feel player. And you know, I'm not sure which person they were referencing, but I think some guys come out on the tour and they have such a natural game, and they feel it, not just the setup and the grip, but they feel the course, they feel the distance. And then they get into the technical stuff, and it seems to detract from their ability. It consumes them. If I am technically doing this in the right way, am I getting everything just perfectly? Can you get overwhelmed by some of this stuff?
Yeah, you know, we call it paralysis by analysis, and you know, you just get so locked into the technique. It's hard to play golf that way. You know, I mean, we can make something as simple as walking difficult if we start, you know,
yes,
thinking about how your arms swing, you know, against your legs, and you know how much angle that your knees are bending, and you know, so on.
Right.
You know, you start thinking about those things. We can make, you know,
yes, We can make everything hard.
Here's an interesting thing, Danielle. For the folks going out to the Sony Open next week, I want you to watch Steve Stricker, who's not in the field of Kapalua. He is going to be in the Sony Open field. And I spent a couple days with him up in Wisconsin, where he lives, 2 years ago. Not everybody can afford a track man or can afford a full-time instructor or guru or whatever they all have now. Steve Stricker has a mirror in this little trailer in the cold in Wisconsin. And all he does is use this mirror to check his positions. And when you watch Steve Stricker next week at the Sony Open and you watch him rehearsing on the range or even on the course, you're going to see him take the club back and he's going to look behind him. And he's going to look at where his position is at the top. And what he's doing is looking at that mirror that he has in this trailer back in Wisconsin. He doesn't have $40,000 worth of video equipment to get his swing on track. That's what he has. You can do it at your house. You can do it at your hotel room. Not everybody needs to have, you know, a track man.
Exactly. You don't need a track man, but you need to know certain things from an instructor like Ben Hongo, director of instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy, who can then show you, help you get the feel for it. And then once you know the feel, how long does it take to get that? How long does it take to get the feel?
It can be instant.
Yeah.
Or it could take a little while. Okay. I think it kind of depends on the individual, I think.
I'm probably taking up way too much of your time. You guys could be out there getting, you know, getting all set up, right?
I could still get in 9 holes before we go on the air, actually, if I could sneak out of here.
It's been a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. Mark Rolfing, as always. And, I could talk with you for an hour and a half. And with Alex Maselli on, I'm not sure that I should even invite any other guests because we just may have, depending on your time, go the whole time. You'll have to let me know.
Well, if you do invite guests other than Alex, just tell them they're going to have to be prepared to do a lot of listening.
I'm so rotten. Mark Rolfing, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Daniel.
Aloha. And Ben Hongo, a pleasure. Always good talking with you. I always learn something, and it's just very cool how you are and the way you – and you're going to take care of Mark Rolfing, so we're – We're really glad that you're going to do that. And how many people, when they recover from something like an operation, come into you and help rebuild me?
I get a lot of people like that.
Really?
I really do. A lot of people come up to me and they share with me, whatever the medical problems that they may have had, hip replacement, knee replacement, so on and so on. And, these injuries that people have, a lot of people don't, we have this, let's say, receptors around our body, let's just say the force. It helps us have a kinesthetic feel or awareness around our body. And when you have injuries, whether it's sprained ankles or broken bones or whatever, sometimes those links are broken. And all of a sudden, something as simple as standing on one leg becomes difficult. Now, through training and stuff like that, that's why in the rehab, there's a lot of resistance training and stuff like that. Because when you build body mass or muscle mass, you can actually get more of these receptors. And, and that's why great athletes have such a, when I teach somebody, the first thing I always ask is, have you played sports or do you play other sports or what kind of athlete are you? And if they tell me that they've played something at some point in their lives, I know that it's going to be a little bit easier hour for me.
Because they have the receptors.
Yeah, exactly. They, I can't remember what that real word is.
It's
but,
okay.
Yeah. So,
we'll use that.
Yeah.
And someone who's had a hip replacement or a knee replacement and they'd like to play. When I had back surgery, my doctor said, you can do anything you want to do. You just have to adjust to what you are now. So you can rebuild those receptors. You can rebuild your abilities.
Absolutely.
You just have to be willing to make some adjustments and change.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as Mark Rolfing said, it's going to be uncomfortable, maybe, or as you said, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But he's willing to do it because he wants to play again.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And those are the students I really like, the guys that kind of understand, hey, there's some work from my end, not just a teacher just telling me to do this, do this, do this, and I'm going to be a little bit better. You know, it's not like your computer turns into that blue screen and you call, you know, IT and they say, okay, hit this button, and it's good again. I mean, it does, you know, golf doesn't work that way.
Right.
I mean, there, it has to be a two-way street where you got to be willing to go out there on the driving range and hit some balls and, you know, work on it a little bit.
Work on it. Yes, yes. Called practice.
And I love these programs, you know, the Poipu Bay thing with the three holes.
Isn't
thing.
That cool?
Yeah, because you know, now you can take the practice not just on the driving range, but take it out on the golf course.
Exactly.
We have a three-hole walking course at the academy where they can, you know, people can play for very minimal.
That's excellent.
Yeah, so, you know, I love programs like, you know, some golf courses are getting, you know, creative.
Creative.
With
well, share them with me so I can share them with everybody, okay?
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Yes, absolutely.
Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk a little bit with Caitlin about where I've been spending my week, well, a very shortened weekend or lengthened weekend. We'll be talking with Caitlin right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Where the rubber hits the road.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's where champions come to play, where fans get up close to the action, and where kids get in free. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 6th through 10th, for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Come celebrate the start of 2016 and see your favorite golfers, including Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at only $15 for adults. Get your tickets today and learn more at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And we're giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, unpaid spokespeople. It's a $180 value, and if you are the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to the Tafara Golf 60-day in-home golf training program. It's a completely new way to learn the game of golf, and you're at home. You can turn it on when you can. The complete path to learning and training for your mind, your body, and your swing. And all you have to do is be the ninth caller. And the number to call is 808-296-5467. That's 296-5467. All right. We're really pleased to have the hostess with the mostest. And she's on the phone with us from beautiful Maui. Didn't come up to the plantation course quite this early. It's just way too early for anyone. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're staying at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, and it is one of the most beautiful locations on the island. When you fly in to Kapalua, you can see how the hotel is right on the point. It doesn't intrude on the landscape. It works its way into the landscape. And that's really one of the beauties of the building and the structure. The lawn, I come out of my room, down the hall, around the bend, and there's the lawn. I take a walk down the lawn, and there's the beach, and I'm in the water. It takes 2 minutes, if that, to get from my room to the ocean. The cabanas, the pool, it's just really beautiful. And I really appreciate that we're able to be there at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, Caitlin. And there's a couple of things that are happening at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa that I wanted to share with people, including last night's dinner at the new menu at the Black Rock Kitchen was absolutely fabulous.
Oh,
what is the name of the chef?
So the new chef de cuisine at Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa is Chef Jeffrey Reno. He conceptualized the new dinner menu, which just launched about 2 weeks ago in our signature restaurant, Black Rock Kitchen.
It's I really enjoyed it because as a vegetarian, this risotto, the vegetable risotto, was absolutely spectacular. And
yeah,
Beg your pardon?
He's put together a great range of dishes that really fit all types of tastes, whether you love meat or fish dishes or vegetarian. There's really something for everyone on the menu, and all of the dishes highlight Hawaii-grown ingredients, and they're really approachable and thoughtfully prepared.
A tasty texture is how one person at the table described his meal. He was absolutely having the best time, and we all did at the table, overlooking the ocean. It's a spectacular view, and he's done an exquisite job putting together this menu. The fish that we had, the onaga with the macadamia nut crust, was so delicate and so tasty, just really sweet, really loved it. Now, on the Maui Ocean Center, this is something new at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Tell us what's happening, because someone in my family has just done a paper on the monk seals, the Hawaiian monk seals. So this is really interesting for us.
Sure. So we're really excited. We just recently partnered with Maui Ocean Center to bring an on-property kiosk or hale for Maui Ocean Center, where individuals, families, and children can learn more about the marine life that are found just offshore out front of Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Maui Ocean Center will have a marine naturalist that's on property daily from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. who will interact with guests and talk to them about the array of unique fish, invertebrate animals, honu, and some of the whales that you're currently seeing offshore. We're actually just officially opening the new Hawaiian Marine Life Hale next week on Wednesday, January 13th. So we're really excited to bring this new experience to guests and visitors to our resort who aren't as familiar with the array of marine life that can be found out at Black Rock.
And this way they'll be able to get educated. Cucumbers, sea stars, hermit crabs, the brine shrimp. People will actually be able to touch and see and learn about them.
Yes, they'll have small exhibits inside the Marine Life Hale where families and individuals and children can touch and see some of these smaller animals and learn about them before going out to snorkel near Black Rock.
So they'll understand what they're getting into and what they're
exactly
looking at. If they run into a humu humu nuku nuku apua, they'll be able to say, hey,
have to be able to say it as well.
Yes, you teach them how to say it. Speaking of whales, we were standing in the foyer of the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, and we're talking with the PR manager, Caitlin, and Caitlin was saying to me, I haven't seen a whale yet. And we're saying, oh, we saw one flying in. It was screeching and spouting. It was right there. And then we just saw one a few minutes ago, and Caitlin's like, I haven't seen anything. And then all of a sudden I hear this little voice go, there's one right there. There was a pod right between Lanai and the Sheraton Black Rock Resort and Spa. And it was kind of like playing with what looked like an outrigger canoe and the whole crew of the outrigger. And it was, were they not like surrounding? And then the outrigger canoe like moved everything around so they could follow the pod a little bit. I thought, boy, that's awfully brave, brazen. I'm not sure.
It was spectacular. I think you're my lucky charm that I saw my first whale of this whale season when you walked into the lobby.
It was wonderful. So you have a whale watching and whale tail package?
Yes. So every year we try and bring a unique experience to our guests that highlights whale season, since it's such a spectacular time of year to visit Maui. So this year we launched our whale's tail package, which is available through April. Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa really provides a great venue to watch whales breaching and diving offshore, whether you're sitting at Cliff Dive Bar having a drink or walking around the resort. You can see them just offshore, as Danielle and I did the other day. But the Whale's Tail package includes deluxe oceanfront accommodations, two-day journey passes to the Maui Ocean Center Aquarium in Ma'alaya, an educational whale talk led by a marine naturalist that you can experience right on property at the new Hawaiian Marine Life Hale, and then a $25 donation to Maui's Pacific Whale Foundation and their Adopt a Whale program. So when guests arrive, they'll actually receive an adoption certificate for one whale in particular, and they'll get the story of that whale along with a map of sightings, which is really cool because as you're watching whales breach and dive right out front in the Pacific Ocean, you'll be able to learn about one whale specifically and their experience in the wild.
That's awesome. So this is all about the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. The PR manager is Caitlin. And there's the Maui Ocean Center at Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa that is now opening on Wednesday. There's the whale watching and a whale's tail package that you should call about. There's the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa new dining menu at the Black Rock Kitchen. It's absolutely spectacular. We had a great dinner, wonderful meal, and loved that cheesecake. That was, it was such a great presentation. All of it is beautiful. I took pictures. And then finally, we have the 2016 Ultimate Ocean Vodka Showdown on April 16th at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, and Ocean Vodka presenting the third annual Ultimate Ocean Cocktail Showdown. 10 finalists will be selected from hundreds of entries around the world, nationwide, actually. It sounds so big, around the world. The finalists face off for the title of Ultimate Ocean Cocktail. So these people are going to bring in their cocktail and present it to the judges?
So 10 finalists will be chosen from the nationwide contest for submission, and those 10 finalists will be brought to Sheraton Maui to recreate their cocktail. They'll be paired with a Hawaii-based celebrity chef and a Maui-based nonprofit organization. And so they'll recreate their cocktail on property during this event, and then judges will vote on the best. And then that Ultimate Ocean Vodka Cocktail will be placed on Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa menus for a year, and a portion of the proceeds from the purchase of that drink will go to the Maui nonprofit organization that they were partnered with.
Well, you know, if I come over and taste test all of these, I'm going to have a room so I can just fall into it.
We'd love to have you.
Sheraton Maui Resort and
Spa
PR manager, Caitlin, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. And thank you for a wonderful room. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to transition right back over to where we are sitting. We're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And I had such a good night's sleep last night, thanks to the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. And here I am in the Hyundai Tournament of Champions media room, and sitting with us right now, Bob Bupka, of course. And he's about to be on the largest sports station, radio station in the UK. And Mike Jones is the general manager and operations director here at Kapalua, a director of operations. And I was just thinking, you know, I've got these really powerful men surrounding me. This is an amazing, amazing group of spectators that we have here at Kapalua. Yesterday, I was walking away thinking, why am I walking away? Look at all the people that are still coming. And it was a Friday. This is a large group, Mike.
Absolutely. I think I haven't seen the whole total numbers yet. But, of course, when you get 6 out of the top 10 players in the world playing at Kapalua, people want to come out and see them. And, you know, should be a great weekend for a great great show. So tell all the people in Maui to get out here and watch the tournament.
Yes, because, I mean, if Jordan Spieth does what he said he was going to do, potentially he said it was possible to shoot a, right, Bob, a 60?
Well, certainly anything is possible, but getting back to the point that you made about Mike Jones, and I watch how Mike attends to all the best players in the world, making sure they're comfortable, making sure they need everything. But I'll say this much, and I've had a couple of friends that have had the opportunity to come play here, and Mike treats the regular guests as if they were the number one player in the world.
That's
There's no distinction between the treatment you receive and you know, with him at the helm and with the opportunity to play this course and, you know, play the Bay course. I mean, this is a must location for anybody that loves golf, loves nature, loves life. You have to come, and you have to come here and play the Plantation course. My son's an avid golfer, and he came about 2 years ago. He's still talking about it.
Wow.
I mean, it's that amazing. I guard against taking it for granted every year because, and I'm sure Mike, every day he comes to work, he has to guard against thinking that, oh, well, it's, you know, we're here. I mean, Mike, the job he does and the location he does it, the combination of those two is unparalleled.
That's right.
Well, Bob, that's what we call the aloha spirit here in Hawaii, right? So all of our guests are guests in our house here at Kapalua. We want to take care of them. We want to make sure they have a good time. You know, kind of a member for the day program when they play the golf course. And so it just doesn't extend to the tour pros. It extends to everybody that comes here to Kapalua.
Do you believe this is the 25th anniversary?
Of the Plantation course.
Yes.
Correct, yes.
I mean, 25 years?
Yep, pretty exciting, right? And, you know, all these years we had Mercedes and now Hyundai, and hopefully we'll keep it going into the future. And, you know, during the year we're going to have some neat things, not quite all planned yet, but we're going to celebrate 25 years of great golf here at the Plantation course.
Yay! It's a beautiful golf course. Now, I got to ask you, I got to follow up on that. You know, we hope, I'm sure they're talking because this is the last official year Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the Hyundai being the official sponsor. Do you see that going forward?
Well, I think, you know, SBS is, you know, the original on this contract, and that's good for another 2 years. Hyundai, I think with the field they're getting this year, the crowds they're getting this year, they're pretty excited about it. So, you know, as in the past, it's year to year, and hopefully they'll come back. From a facilities point of view, we've got a two-year agreement beyond this year through 2018, but we're working with them trying to make sure that in the future we get a great sponsor and extend this for another 5, maybe 10 years at a time. And you know, I think with these young players, Jordan Spieth, Ricky, Justin, you know, they all come out early, and they all love Kapalua.
Yes.
They love hanging out. They love going down the ocean, having fun and stuff. So I think the excitement this year is more about who's here versus in the past it was about who's not here.
Oh.
So that's a really good thing to keep it moving forward. And
it's
keep it
huge.
Here at Kapalua.
It's huge. And it's been, yep. I felt the energy the first day, Thursday, when I drove up. I just could feel everybody going, yeah, this, you know, let me get there. Let me get there. Did you feel that too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to echo what Mike said, and obviously I've been coming here a long time, and to be candid, you know, there was a period of time where all I heard was excuses from players, and I would see them after they win on tour, and I'd say, well, you're going to go to Maui? Nah, it's too close to the holidays, or it's this, it's that.
Right.
You know, and it used to upset me because I know what it means to the Maui charities. I know what it means to this to have the exposure to generate people coming from all over the world to participate. And when the players took that attitude, it just didn't sit right with me. But I can honestly say this year, every player I've talked to, and I didn't talk to every single one of them, but maybe 90% of them, and to a T, they're not just here. They're excited to be here. And it's to the point now, I think, that if a player doesn't show up after winning on tour, the other players are going to be after him, whereas before it was almost like they earned bragging rights by not going. I'm bigger than that event. Well, nobody's bigger than this event.
No.
And this event obviously is the biggest one on Maui, and the money's raised go to a good, good
all
causes.
All kinds of good places,
And just getting back, you know, Mike wasn't here, but you had Caitlin, who's the director of PR for the Sheraton.
Yes.
And it answered a big mystery to me when she talked about that Adopt-A-Whale program, because I stayed there on Monday night, and when I was in the lobby, all these people were coming up, and it seemed like they were trying to adopt me. They might have mistaken me for one of the whales out in the ocean.
Oh, Bob, that's not true. You're looking great this year. You've worked hard on it, so.
Okay, so we've got the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and it's this morning, the gate opens at 9 o'clock?
Well, first tee time's 8 o'clock, so the gates are 8:30, excuse me. So the gates are going to open at 8 o'clock.
The public
can come in any time. The last putt should drop about 3 o'clock, so even if you come out later in the morning, just come on out and watch these great players.
Yeah, and if you come up, there's the Spectator Village. You come right inside. And is it possible to get to where they're teeing off so you can watch the guys tee off from the grandstands?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got two grandstands on either side of the first tee area, and the public can come up the sidewalk across in front of the first tee and get into that grandstands and look. And, you know, there's food available. We got PGA pros, local PGA pros down in the Spectator Village area, giving golf lessons. If you want a little golf lesson morning as well,
we've got
some of our Kapalua staff and other pros from the islands helping out. So, lots to do here in Maui today.
I will have to drop down there after the show is over. Yes, I'd like that, because what Ben Hongo was talking to Mark Rolfing about was Mark wants to change his, he's got to change his swing.
Sure.
In his recovery from the operation that went from cheek to chest.
Yeah.
So, and that's sometimes, you know, you need to check out, have a professional look at what you're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
This morning down there in the booth, we got Shayna Miyajima, who works here at Kapalua. She's a Maui girl, tried to play on the LPGA Tour for a few years.
Yeah.
So Shayna's down there teaching this morning, and great instructor, you know, along with Ben and the rest of the team here at Kapalua. So come on out, get a lesson, and watch these great players.
Fantastic. Yes. Now, what would you like to have happen here at Kapalua? What are your plans for the future? I just feel like Mike Jones has more on his mind than right now.
Well, we've got, speaking of the golf facilities, first of all, we've got, you know, more than the plantation course. We've also got the Bay Course and the Kapalua Golf Academy. So with our ownership group, we're making some plans for the future, trying to make the number one academy in Hawaii even better. We're going to expand some tees down there, build a new short game area in the future. Possibility of moving our Bay Clubhouse over to the Village Clubhouse where, the Academy sits. So we kind of have a little center of golf all right in that area. And each year our owner is really good. He gives us, money to keep putting back into the facility. So plantation course, we're going to redo some bunkering and some other things here in the near future. And I think tournament-wise, you know, we want to look at the tournament as a whole, get a great sponsor, which may mean a date change. The tour does 47 events during the tournament, and for a sponsor the first week in January, sometimes tough. You've taken 2 weeks off for the holiday, and then you got another week that you have to take off. So we're looking at that as a possibility down the road to get a great sponsor and keep this thing going for several years to come.
Oh, excellent. But the format would still be all winners.
Yeah, you know, the players themselves, they have a tour advisory board that advises, and the players themselves unanimously want it to be winners only.
So there you go.
And I think it's still cool. All right? You know, it's kind of you earn your badge of honor to come here and
You know, even though it's 30 players, if the number one, two, or six of the top 10 in the world are here, that's good with us. We love seeing that.
And another question. A lot of golf courses in Hawaii are changing from Bermuda, the greens, to a seashore past Palom, whatever hybrid that, you
yep.
know, is chosen.
Yep.
Are you thinking about doing something like that?
You know, we've looked at it. We have a TIF Eagle, Bermuda TIF Eagle putting surface. And, you know, when most courses go to a seashore past Palom, it's usually because their water quality is poor, and the seashore past Palom can stand up to that water quality. Here at Kapalua, with Pu'ukui up above in the West Maui Mountains, we have the greatest water you'd ever want, and we get it for free.
Yeah, it rains right out of the sky.
It rains right out of the sky. So, you know, right now there's no plans to do it because our water quality is so good, so the Bermuda can do really great, and
yes.
that's the best for tournament playing surfaces. But somewhere down the road, you never know.
Daniel, real quick,
Mike made a point, and I know you have listeners all over the globe that listen to this show. He mentioned the Bay course. I mean, a player, I think, would be very remiss if they came to Kapalua. Obviously, they're going to want to play the Plantation course, but they owe it to themselves to also play the Bay course
mm-hmm.
because the Bay course, it's an incredible golf course. If the Plantation course wasn't here and they held the event on the Bay course, everybody be raving about the Bay course.
That's
I mean,
right.
it's magnificent. So plan to play more than 18 holes. Just not 18 at the Plantation, but also incorporate in your stay an opportunity to play the Bay course. You will not be disappointed.
No, and that's where the LPGA played. I mean, if the LPGA Morgan Pressel won, right?
Absolutely. We've had LPGA there in 2008 and previously 18 PGA Tour events down at the Bay course. We call it our resort course. You know, it's down in the middle of the resort. You wind through it, and it's a fabulous experience. You know, myself here, I play, you know, during the winter not as much because we're busy, but during the summer more, and I probably play 70% of my rounds on the Bay because it's just a fun, good golf course.
You know, a lot of the guys that aren't here in this media center right now, it's pretty quiet.
They're at
playing the Bay
course. One of the first things 90% of the media does when they arrive to cover this event, and basically the small family, people may not realize it, but there's not a lot that travel from event to event.
Yeah.
You know, before they check into their hotel room, before they get their media credential, before they get their rental car, they want to see Mike Jones to see about a tee time on the Bay course.
On the Bay course.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where they want to play.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of history down there, too. You know, I said we had 18 PGA Tour events. Greg Norman won his first U.S. victory down at the Bay course at Kapalua here. Davis Love, our Ryder Cup captain, won twice at the Bay course. Fred Couples won twice at the Bay course. So I think you're right. People love the Plantation because of the tour, but they can't forget about the Bay course.
No, you can't. And it's the 45th. You just celebrated its
40th anniversary of the Bay course. Yep.
And that's, you know.
There is one huge downside to the Bay course.
What's
that? And I have to be candid. You tee off on one. It's a great hole. You tee off on two. You really enjoy it. And then as you go to three, you have to go right by the Honolulu store. And many a time, that's where my round ended. Especially if I parred the first two holes. I enjoyed the day at Honolulu store and told everybody I was even par for the day.
There you go.
Well, then you missed all the excitement. During the winter, you get down to hole five. You're right on the ocean. You can see the whales. So you got to get past the second hole.
Is that where we can see Mark Ralphing's house? Is that the hole?
He's down in that area. I won't give that
no,
away.
No, no. You're a naughty boy.
The beauty of Mark's house, he does a lot of favors to the golfers that play there because it's so big, it blocks the wind.
Speaking of wind, when I got here this morning, I was surprised. I was walking up from the parking lot, and there was a brisk wind blowing against me. What are the conditions like today for these golfers?
I think what the agronomist or the weatherman for the tour is saying is, the winds are going to be a little bit different today. They're going to be kind of variable, you know, sometimes trade winds, but sometimes coming north out of the ocean. And so the players will see a different golf course than they've seen in the last few days. And
Kona, right?
Yeah, a little bit Kona. So on one, you might have it in your face, and instead of a pitching wedge in, they might be hitting a 4-iron or a hybrid
right.
into that green.
So but when it's variable, sometimes it'll be trade, sometimes yeah. it'll be northerly, sometimes it'll be southerly. So you don't know. You can't plan anything.
Yep.
And that's when this course gets really tricky, because you've been playing it. Let's say Jordan Spieth's been playing 6, 7, 8 days, and he's been playing under certain conditions, but he was here. It was windy in the beginning, wasn't it, when he first came here?
Yeah, a little bit, but the weather's been really nice, as it always is in Maui, as you know.
I mean, I'll just turn on the television. It's spectacular.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, they'll have to think their way around the golf course today, because, you know, Kapalua, when the winds blow a little bit, as everybody's seen in the past, it makes the golf course a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But it's the way it should be. And, you know, when Ben Crenshaw and Bill Coore, you know, very good friends of mine, you know, designed this, they absolutely had to incorporate the aspect that the wind's going to blow here. If you designed this golf course and did not take into consideration the trade winds, which, you know, predominantly blow,
yes.
it would be an unplayable golf course.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, when you look at the design here, it's nice the players have had a little bit of time off. The fairways are pretty wide here. The greens are pretty big, but that's all because of the elements here. You know, the wind, slope, side of the mountain and stuff, and they did an excellent job.
And Spieth said these fairways may be wide, but you better not miss where it's got to go.
Exactly.
It's not like everything plays from that wide fairway. You've got to be in the right spot. I have just like 60 seconds left before I have to thank our sponsors. And I just want to, is there anything, Mike, that I didn't give you a chance that you really wanted to talk about?
No, I think, you know, we're looking forward to a great year at Kapalua. For the people listening, come on out and play. Get a chance to play where the tour pros play, and definitely tune in over the weekend. There's a lot of good players in this field and some young guys that maybe not everybody talks about. One of my favorites this year is a little guy named Peter Malnati.
Peter, and he's right there. He's tied
right
for eight. He's tied for eight. I'm looking at the scoreboard. It's
okay.
Steve Kisner, Gomez, Reed, Lee, Fowler, Bowditch, and Malnati, and Watson, and Koepka.
Yep.
It's an amazing leaderboard.
Real quick, I know you're up against the clock. I was at the Honolulu store, and there was a caddy there. I had seen him, but I didn't know his name or anything. And I said, who are you caddying for? He said, Malnati. I said, how long you been on that bag? He said, well, I just got it a few months ago, and the second time out, we won. I said, so he thinks you're a hell of a caddy, doesn't he? He said, I got him fooled.
All right, we're going to thank the people who have taken care of Bob Bupka and Janice Self. Where are you staying, Bob?
I'm staying in paradise. That's the only way I can describe
yes.
it. The Kapalua Villas, Maui, incredible ocean views. The interior is spectacular. Everything and anything that you could ever dream of. For a place to stay. And you can look it up online, KapaluaVillasMaui.com or 800-367-2742. The place is so great that it's a tug of war. Am I going to go up and work at the event, or am I going to stay and enjoy this ocean view?
Mike Jones, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Director of Operations and General Manager here at Kapalua Resort. It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure being here.
Daniel, you're always welcome.
Thank you very much. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Hyundai Tournament of Champions, with one of the strongest fields ever, including the number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth. You've got to be here for it's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and it's today and tomorrow, and it's going to be spectacular golf with these guys challenging Spieth. Just because he's got a four-shot lead, you can't count anybody out. Now the winds have changed. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, or your home project into artwork. It's Futura Stone, only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, just play it forward. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, it is Kauai's South Shore gem. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, you got to call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right, and that's Creative Plumbing. And Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles right next to the Deha Bakery. Stop in where your tires grab the road. Thank you for your mana, and we'll see you at the Sony Open in Hawaii. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.